basically boosting your self-esteem. You can discover your body. You can increase your libido. Oh. You can also stay present during intimacy.
Welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex. This is a podcast from metro.co.uk.
It's a bit like your local bus.
Oh.
Comes once a week and there's always room for one more on top.
Hey!
My name is Bibi Lynch.
And I'm the conductor, Miranda Kane. Ding, ding!
And coming up, ooh, there's a new app.
Oh.
MJoy. Yeah, someone to tell us all about it.
I'm Napua Solsona and I'm the CMO of MJoy.
Welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, Napua Solsona.
Wait.
I nearly got it right. Chief Marketing Officer at MJoy. Thank you for joining us today.
A pleasure.
And where are you? In Barcelona?
Yeah, we're based in Barcelona. We just moved offices in September. And yeah, we're really excited to be doing this app.
Yeah. MJoy. So it's the audio guide for intimate wellness. What does that mean?
So basically, we're an app that's available on both App Store and Google Play Store worldwide. And what we're trying to do is like revolutionizing like the way that women relate to their bodies.
Okay.
By bringing ownership to their pleasure.
Okay. Now describe that. What does that mean in practical terms? If I open up this app, what happens?
So when you open up MJoy, you can select like several goals that you want to like achieve within the app. So basically boosting your self-esteem, you can discover your body, you can increase your libido, oh. You can also stay present during intimacy and arouse your mind. We have sexy stories as well. Another goal could be like climax consistently, also learning new techniques or even like escape routine together, which basically means like spice it up a bit with your partner or your lover or your partners. Mm. And so after you select these goals, a whole journey starts developing for you because, you know, what we understand is this is not something that you just learn and you could just apply right away, but it's a basic of practice. And, you know, what we want to bring to women with these audio practices is that a reliable way for them to get to know their bodies because we think that, you know, there's still a lot of misconception of how the body actually works. You know, where's a vulva, vagina, you know, we're calling everything a vagina. Well, it's not. You know, what happens when we're stimulated in a certain way? And basically, to continually, constantly, whenever a woman wants to be able to reach orgasm and enjoy herself with her partner and being able to communicate that as well.
So these are guided practices. So but someone's got a voice telling you to, you take your pop sock off, you take your other pop sock off. You, how does it work?
Yeah. So we have, basically there's like three different things, you know, let's say like themes that we could do where there's like guided practices where you can, you know, more exploration sessions where you could look at yourself in the mirror and they got you through like, you know, for example, like think about five things you really love about your body. So through self-discovery and body acceptance. Mm. And it's a bit like mindfulness applied to sex and body
like
as well.
It sounds like guided meditation. You know, someone,
yeah.
You put your headphones in and someone, because you've got a gorgeous voice.
Oh,
there.
Oh, thanks, Miranda.
Well, thank
but
you.
I can imagine, just ignore Bibi. But I can imagine that it's someone there with this lovely voice saying, you know, like guiding someone through these different stages of getting to know their body better.
That's exactly it. And also there's other sessions. So that's like the guided practices. Mm. And then there's other sessions that also talk about like facts. So more theory based, what we, you know, did not learn in the books, like from our, you know, when we were teenagers and the sex ed we didn't get and, you know, all those like facts and like real reliable data in a way of how our body works. So just learning how everything works together. And then we also have the stories, which is now a big section that's coming because we've had a lot of claim from the people using MJoy. So we're creating that even deeper than what we've had so far. And those is basically like to spice up and arouse your mind.
Oh, these are cool. What kind? Because with respect, you need the sexy mm-hmm. stories to get you back from the theory sessions mm-hmm. because the science isn't going to do it for me.
That's absolutely true. Even though there's like some things, like for example, one of our last, it was more of a guided practice, but one of our last sessions was discovering your hymen. So the conception of virginity, for example, that's something that we talk about also in the app in a really conversational way. So we have, you know, we have in our mind that once we, you know, we lose this virginity, there's a hymen that pops and breaks. Well, that's not really how it works, right? Mm. And still nowadays we have this image of something breaking and that we lose when it's not really like that. So that's the type of theory sessions as well that we have in there. So the women that are signed up and using MJOY can also find out like real reliable data. And we have a sex therapist in the house that's helping us and working closely to, you know, go through everything. So, you know, because there's a lot of like sex talk out there as well. And it's wonderful. And this is something that has to happen. But we also would want to have a bit more science-based, like so that there's real facts on what we're saying.
Mm. And how do people sign up to this?
Oh, it's really easy. So it's you just have to download the app and then you just put your email there and you sign up right away. Right now we have 30,000 signups, so 30,000 women already enjoying MJOY. I mean, that's, you know, we still have a lot to
that's
go.
That's great, yeah.
But yeah, it's a good start.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been around for 6 months. And so we're seeing that there's a lot of traction and really happy about that.
And do you pay for like a monthly membership?
Yeah. So there's three ways of discovering like and enjoying. So there's one, we have five free sessions that they're available whenever you want. And then there's also a monthly, and then we have the yearly subscription.
Okay.
And I want to hear more. I just want to hear something about the sexy stories. What kind of stories have you got?
Well, right now we're really like into production. We have about five available. And in a couple of weeks, actually next week, we're going to have two more coming in mm-hmm. that are pretty hot. And we started with more of a more like audio description, like erotic stories in a way that, you know, was more of an audiobook. And now we're taking it to the next level, which is a bit more acting and you can hear like a bit more atmosphere going around. So it's more cinematographic in a way.
Miranda's got her equity.
I've
got my equity.
I was just about to say, are you taking user submissions? Because I can do a good dirty limerick. I am very good at that. There was a young lady called Napua who had an app full of allure.
Well, we can talk.
No, seriously, don't encourage it. I will block her number as soon as this call's over. Don't encourage this interaction.
You know where I am.
So when you've got with these, I love the idea of this as well, and I guess it's going to really develop from feedback that you get from the women already that are signed up to you.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely what we're doing. We're open and receiving like a lot of feedback from everybody. Actually, you know, whoever wants can send us an email and tell us what they think about the app. We're even like, you know, giving some five apps out for 1 month if anybody wants to test it out.
Oh, cool.
So just send me an email. We'll be happy to do that and hear how they feel about it and what would they like to get it, you know, improving and what their feedback is. But yeah, we're really looking close to the data, of course, but also their feedback on the app store. And we have a very cool, like an intimacy test. It's like an intelligence test.
Do it on me and Miranda.
Yeah. What is it?
You have to download the app.
Oh.
Sometimes it makes sense. It's going to tell you what goals you might want to be focusing on. So
what kind of goals would people have? Like,
yeah, well, what we've noticed is that in the beginning, like people choose the goals, like what I just said before, like, you know, boosting their self-esteem, discovering their body, increasing their libido and arousing their mind, among others. But then once they go into the app and they start their journey, they want to say, okay, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Or is this really what I need? And then they take this sex kind of intimacy test, and new goals appear. So they can modify where they were going towards, you know, their journey in a way. They could come up with new ideas and say, wait a minute, based on your response, maybe you want to also climax consistently. I mean, who doesn't want to climax?
I mean, well,
well, she just did.
I just did. I mean, I did it quite quietly. But no, that's interesting, because I thought you meant within couples, what you, but that's even better. Mm. It's about what you want with you. I love this.
Yeah.
Love this.
Yeah, this is more focused about like women. Yeah. And when I mean women, means like everybody from identity towards, you know, preference and age, of course. And so it's more about women towards themselves. Mm. And then they can do whatever they want once they have agency of their body and their, you know, sex pleasure, then they can share it with another person and communicate that.
Because it's like RuPaul, isn't it? If you don't love yourself, how in the hell is anyone going to love you back?
I've misquoted RuPaul.
I'm going to get burnt alive. I can't believe that. But do you know what I mean? Like, you know, if you learn more about your body, exactly, learn more about your body, learn more about yourself, what you want, and then you can tell that to your partner, or you could just be happy with yourself.
Well, here's the thing. So here's my, and you're getting this for free, if you don't mind me offering you something for free. Don't put the phone down. It's great learning all this about yourself and learning what your goals are and learning how to do it. But then the next step, and this is the next bit you would need in your app, and then Miranda and I will help you do this. You then need to learn how to communicate that to whoever you're about to date or who your partner is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And actually the journey goes like that. So first of all, it starts by taking like the reins of your own sexuality, you know, by discovering and exploring your body. But then becoming aware of how it works and the capabilities that you have. And the next step, obviously, is like to communicate them with your partners, because that's when it, you know, that's when it makes a connection with the outside world in a way, right? Yeah. Like saying, hey, I just realized that I actually, you know, don't come when you do it like this, because I found out that I like it like that.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we've seen some feedback, actually some interviews that we've had with some of our users saying, you know, really touching feedback. Like, you know, since I've been using your app, you know, my relationship after being married for, you know, I think it was like 15 years or something, it's now taking another direction.
Wow.
And it's not because we're doing anything about the partners. But it's more that when you also start looking at yourself and finding what you want, and having that space to think about it in a really close matter and very safe matter, then you can also open up to your partner if you have one.
It's almost like the confidence is a byproduct. You've gotten to know what your body responds to, so you want to carry that on into your relationship with someone else. And so you build up the confidence to do that.
Exactly. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And staying present, like during intimacy, that's another thing.
Yeah.
So how to tune in with, you know, with if you're masturbating yourself or if you're having a sexual, you know, intercourse with someone else, how to stay present in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
The boosting the libido one is interesting, because I would have thought that's, how do you get a guided practice with that?
Well, that's really good, because what we're finding about libido is that, you know, so younger women, because we have like all sort of age ranges, we have from like mid-20s to, you know, early 40s, mid-40s. So what we're seeing is that younger women usually tend to want to find out more about orgasm, while like more, you know, middle, like mid-40s or early 40s are more interested, or even like, you know, late 30s more interested in libido. So it's important to kind of tune into what is, how to get aroused and what do we need to get there, and these sessions really help with that.
So you
have a 7-day free trial if you want to give it a go.
Oh, yes, please.
Totally true.
Yeah.
So you're it's interesting. So you're the women so far that have signed up aren't really going into their 50s and 60s. Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think because, you know, well, one of the it's in a way of like getting visibility, the way that we're doing a lot of like, you know, ads and networks.
Mm.
And we haven't really started focusing so much in basically doing a lot of partnerships so far.
Right.
So we're attracting like, you know, people from Facebook and then once you get someone in who's really liking it and is like in the mid-20s or mid-30s, then they talk to their friends, which are probably in the same age group. So our target audience as well is like in their, you know, mid-20s, early 30s, because that's when they're starting to, okay, I've been in my 20s, you know, I've started like, you know, discovering myself, but maybe I just realized that I need to, you know, still go a bit further, like not so secure about their bodies and wanting to know more about how they work. Mm. So that might be one of the reasons. Even though, I mean, I've openly spoken to my mother about this app and she's like super curious about it. And my mother's friends are also like, finally, something like that.
Yeah. Do you think it would be a different kind of guided audio for an older woman? Because it's like, if you think about life experience and things that they may have gone through, do you think they'd require a different, you know, like a different narrative?
Well, it's not, this is a discussion that we've had internally not too long ago. I don't think it's so much about the narrative. I think it's more that once you go on, like I'm 35, right? Mm. And I've had two children, I'm divorced, you know, I've had a life and with experiences. And it comes to a point that you kind of already, you know what you want, yes, and you know what you don't want. So I think with the guided practices that I've done as well with the app, there's a lot that I kind of missed from when I was growing up and I did not know. Yeah. So there's a lot of like gaps of information that are very helpful, even from like, you know, maybe older than mid-20s. So I think it serves a purpose for the different ages as well.
Yeah. I love that idea. I think I think you're right, Meredith. I think it could be really different, you know, generational stuff here. Thank you so much. So interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're very excited about our new gig.
Yes. Yeah. I'm always there.
Yeah.
Dirty Limericks anytime you want. There was an app called Enjoy.
Stop now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
I'm intrigued how the guided practices work.
Yes. Yeah. And it seems like every time you're told about, oh, we can sort your libido out, then it feels like it's a freight train. Do you know what I mean? Like people get you from 1 to 10. They're promising to get you from 1 to 10 in one shot with, like you said, like, supplements and stuff. Whereas a guided thing, it's just your first step. You've got an ultimate goal at the end, but it's not a rush to get there.
No pressure.
It's little baby steps.
Little baby steps. And you're totally doing what you want to do and even doing what you didn't realize you needed to do or really wanted to do. But when I like the idea of the intimacy test, I did think she was meaning it's a couple's thing, but it's you saying what you want. Isn't technology brilliant?
Yeah. And also, like, you can be subtle with it. Like, you know, it's not something that you...
I've never heard you use the word subtle.
It is a very, very strange feeling. But you can put it just on your phone, hidden away in a folder. You know, it's not like a self-help book on your shelf or anything like that.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like
a really brilliant point. And also the audio stories, there's something, of course, so intimate, isn't there, about, you know, if it's a sexy story and it's coming in your ear. And this is what we've been talking about with audio porn as well. It's so brilliant because you can provide the protagonist. So it's, if your type is, you know, X, that's X is who you're thinking about in the story. Yeah. Such a good way to move yourself along. How was that beautiful? We've learned a lot.
Yes,
I've learned too much about you. But I must congratulate you again today because you've been fantastic.
Was it the limericks that got you? I think it.
I don't know. You
there
lost
once
me.
You was know. A lady called BB.
I'll go on.
Who wanted to.
You'd
be in
this is
Fiji.
Yeah, okay. My Uncle Royce just called me BB the Wee Wee. That's the only rhyme for BB.
Freebie Lynch.
I've been Freebie Lynch.
I've been Miranda Kane.
Good Sex, Bad Sex was produced by Juliet Nichols for metro.co.uk. And we're on Insta.
We are on Insta. at Good Sex Bad Sex without the triple X.
And if you have any query, or what kind of query?
Can I come on your show?
Yes. any topic you'd like us to talk about on Good Sex Bad Sex, please do get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. info@sexpod.co.uk.
We'll see you next week.